Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
And so this small group just keeps shouting, and my man here keeps trying to get control.
All right, if you guys can please calm down. Silence, please. Should I bang it some more? All right.
I don't know.
Live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee, this is Wisconsin's Morning News. Here's Eric Bilstad and Vince Petrano.
6:12 on a Monday morning. Good to be back with you. Eric, appreciate you holding down the fort here.
Absolutely. Great to see you again.
Had to go do the college pickup, which so many families are doing this time of year. Right?
And it was a success?
She's home.
Year one went well?
Yes.
She's home? Good. Yeah.
So this is our first go-around with this. Our oldest daughter in school out in New York, and went to pick her up. Did the whole drive on the way back.
Just
one
here
sitting.
We go.
It's a beautiful drive through Pennsylvania. I've said this before. That's a beautiful drive, gate to gate on
I-80. It's also the longest state on the planet.
It just it never ends, Deb.
But, never ends. Know.
But good to be back. So we'll talk a little bit more about that later.
Hey, some breaking news from overnight. Iranian State TV is confirming that Iran President Ibrahim Raisi has died, killed in a helicopter crash over the weekend, and now lots of questions on how this could have happened.
In the foggy mountains of northwestern Iran, rescue crews have found the body of Iranian President Ibrahim Raisi after his helicopter crashed near the Azerbaijan border. The aircraft was part of a convoy of three helicopters when it made what officials describe as a hard landing, also killing the nation's foreign minister.
So under the Iranian constitution, the supreme leader will appoint the vice president to take over, with a new election expected within 50 days. But you got to think, a region that's been in turmoil recently, to have something like this happen, it's only going to cause more concern, more strife, more tension.
Interesting. Listening to some analysis overnight on this as well, though, is the government apparatus is not really in control of the larger policy of the Iranian nation, right? That goes to the religious leaders, the Ayatollah and that group. So in terms of, if you're looking at this and saying, wow, maybe there's a chance for change or things would be different, doesn't sound like that's the case.
Right.
But to your point of instability.
Right. Yeah, it doesn't help. And these are, I mean, he wasn't the only one on board. There were seven others as well. And as you heard in Naomi's piece there, too, that these are two that have been sanctioned and aren't good people, according to others.
You had two of the people who are most responsible for the trouble that Iran has been causing in the region. They are, as we know, key supporters of the Houthis, key supporters of Hamas, and key supporters of Hezbollah. And so all of the region's woes and all of the instability are at least directed, in some way influenced, by two of the people that were on that helicopter.
ABC Steve Gagnard, Israel has said via... you know, they haven't said it out loud, but they've told media in Israel that, hey, we got nothing to do with this. So there's at least that.
First question, right? Mysterious helicopter crash with major leaders from this nation, right? But indications right now are that it truly was a weather-related incident.
It was foggy and weather-related. All indications would indicate that. But yeah, we had those drone, don't forget, it wasn't that long ago, that large drone attack from Iran to Israel took place. 6:15.
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk. Here's Eric Bilstad and Vince Vetrano.
So on Saturday, the Brewers beat a red-hot Astros team thanks to an epic three-run blast by William Contreras, one of the best home runs you'll see all year. A pitch from Justin Verlander after a battle between the two. It was an awesome AB. It led to a big Brewers victory on Saturday. Well, on Sunday, the Brewers down 6-4 in the seventh, and Willie Adames trying to do the same thing with two men on.
6-4 Astros, 1-1 pitch, swinging a high fly ball. This is well hit into center. Backing up is Myers. He is settling underneath it right in front of the fence, and Jake Myers caught it. Oh, you thought maybe. But Willie hit it to the wrong part of the park.
Yeah, it went 399 feet. And most parks, that'd be a home run, according
to the
journal.
Not enough feet in that particular spot.
Yeah, unfortunately, wasn't enough, says Pat Murphy.
He's probably crushed five or six balls that either been robbed or, you know, hit to the wrong part of the park in the last week and a half. So it can be frustrating.
Brewers would ultimately lose 9-4. Crew in Miami now for a series against the Marlins starting tonight. Joe Ross on the hill. 5:40 first pitch, 5:05 coverage right here on WTMJ.
Green Bay Packers open OTAs today, organized team activities, which is a step up from like the rookie camp that they had earlier this month, but not quite a mini camp, which comes next month. Not mandatory, but one of these, it's a really good idea for you to be there type of thing.
Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah, yeah.
Today, tomorrow, and Thursday are the dates this week.
It feels amazing. Just a wide range of emotions for me. Very satisfying win. When it lipped in, I don't even really remember it lipping in. I just heard everyone roaring, and I just look up to the sky in relief.
In relief, the words of a newly crowned champion. Finally, first time for Xander Schauffele to be the last man standing at a major. He's 30 years old. He birdied the 72nd hole in the PGA Championship to win by a stroke. Relief. Like, that really spoke to me. Because here's a guy. Schauffele's one of the most consistent players on tour.
Right.
He's always in the mix. He just doesn't win.
Yeah.
And he hasn't won a major. And you can make a really good living in the top five, top 10, top 20 golfer, right? You're playing golf for a living. It's all good. But man, all your friends have won.
Mm-hmm.
You're the only guy in your friend group without a major.
Wasn't that Mickelson too? Didn't he have that issue for
a long time? Yes.
Lefty. Yep.
And so you sit there and you just think, man, for this guy, like, that was a relief. That really mattered. And by all indications, a good guy on tour. Milwaukee Admirals try to even the series tonight against the Grand Rapids Griffins. Ads are down 1-0 in the second round of the best of five Calder Cup playoff series. Tonight at home, then two on the road in Grand Rapids. Game five, if necessary, will be back here in Milwaukee. Puck drops tonight, 7 o'clock at UWM Panther Arena. .622 on this Monday morning. One thing to watch today, but likely only today, we'll see. And another just sort of odd, maybe a bit lighter moment in the Wisconsin Republican Party politics. What are we listening to here?
Yep. All right. So that's, again, there's no debate on the floor. The motion is ruled out of order.
A little gavel tap there for you.
a little polite golf tap.
Yes, it was very polite.
Mm-hmm.
So the motion is out of order. And then, if I must say, a pretty weak gavel bang there. As the presiding officer at the state Republican convention is trying to get control of the room here. Gathering from what was posted on social media, there was a group of delegates who were pushing to hear from a potential challenger to Eric Hovde. And the rules, for whatever reason, didn't allow for it. Backing up, these things are often pretty wonky, right?
Oh, yes.
The state party conventions.
Mm-hmm. They pick a different city every year. Yes. It's usually around May or June.
And it's important work if you're into party politics.
Sure,
but for the rest of us who just follow the big stories in politics, like, okay, you know.
Sometimes there's a straw poll that's interesting.
Yes.
Otherwise, yeah.
Sometimes some of the speakers, you know, maybe make some noise or a little bit spicy. You know, your big names get up there from the Democrats or from the Republicans or what have you. And it's pretty mundane party business for the most part. At this point in the convention, though, which was held over the weekend by the Republicans, you hear chants from the crowd of "let her speak." They wanted to hear from, as I said, a potential challenger to Hovde, who's expected to skate through the primary and challenge Democrat Senator Tammy Baldwin for U.S. Senate. I don't know to whom they're referring here. I've looked around for prominent names who are stepping up to challenge Hovde for the nomination on the GOP side. Apparently there are some, but no one that's really broken through. And I don't know who they wanted to hear from at the convention.
So if you guys will calm down, I can explain. So we all passed the rules earlier today, the convention rules. The convention rules lay out how the endorsement process works and the time limit and when you need to apply to be on the endorsement ballot, to be on the list. And she did not meet those qualifications. She did not meet with the endorsement committee. So she's not allowed to speak at the convention.
So you've got whoever's up at the podium here trying to kind of get control of things, actually doing sort of like the NFL referee explain job.
Yeah,
like,
right. I thought he was doing a pretty good job at that.
Right. Illegal hands to the face. Mm-hmm. That's 15 over here, but we also had an offsetting penalty, right? He's trying to explain.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're kind of just not having it. And so this small group just keeps shouting, and my man here keeps trying to get control.
All right. If you guys can please calm down. Silence, please. Should I bang it some more? All right.
I don't know. Or bang it at all, I guess. I mean, if you're going to bang it,
yeah,
my man.
Go for it.
Come on.
Lean into it. Right.
So there's that. I just...
No, it's great. If that was the sexiest part of the weekend, then I...
Might have been. One other thing in GOP politics to watch, though, I referenced it off top. The same group in Racine County that failed spectacularly in their effort to force a recall election against Assembly Speaker Robin Voss is promising big news today. This is the group that promised an overwhelming number of signatures to force a recall election earlier this year, producing instead thousands of signatures from people well outside the district and falling short of delivering enough valid petitions to force that election. Voss's people even alleging potential illegal methods in gathering those signatures. So it was a big old mess. This same group now, not leaving well enough alone because Voss, along with the rest of the state assembly, is up for re-election in fall. The guy's got to stand for election. If you don't like Robin Voss, you can fire him in fall. But they're still apparently moving forward with yet another recall effort. I'm not entirely certain on that, but they are promising big news today. The Racine Recall Committee sending multiple emails advertising a, quote, major press conference to be held today at their headquarters in Union Grove. I don't know if you get to declare it major until we see what you got to say. Right?
Until the news is broken.
Right, until anybody shows up. Mm. So we'll see what they've got. I mean, this is starting to feel a little bit like Lucy and Charlie Brown in the football. Right. You know, like this group has multiple times produced, you know, we have big news and we've seen this movie before. It's ended the same way every time. So I don't want to spend a lot of time of it right now. We'll talk about it today. We'll see if they produce the goods. But major press conference today from the Racine Recall Committee later this morning.
Should I bang it some more? All right.
All right. News out of 1265 Lombardi Avenue in Green Bay this week. We've got sports coming up at 6:45.
It's been nearly 2 months since the Dolly cargo ship collided with the Francis Scott Key Memorial Bridge in Baltimore. And right now, they have begun trying to remove that boat.
The cargo ship Dolly is set to be refloated and moved about 2.5 miles upriver to the Baltimore Marine Terminal. The process is expected to take about 3 hours and is possible because of a series of controlled explosions that broke up pieces of the bridge that were pinning the ship down. The ship's crew of 21 people have remained on board since the crash. Their future is uncertain since their U.S. visas have expired. The Dolly crashed back in March, killing 6 maintenance workers. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
So there is a stream of this. All the news sites in Baltimore are following this very closely.
Eric's trying to determine right now whether or not the ship is actually moving.
Yeah, and it is. It is moving now. I can confirm that they have tugboats on it, at least 3 or 4, and they are slowly...
How did you confirm it's moving?
Because
it's really slow.
It's really slow, but I can mark where it started.
This is how closely Eric has been watching this live stream. That is.
But yeah, so they said it'd be about 3 hours there, and now it has now officially been, I don't know what, undocked isn't the right word, but anyway, they are now slowly removing that from the side, and they'll get it out.
Did they get all the stuff off? I don't think so,
no,
right?
Everything's sure doesn't
on there
look
still,
like it.
Right? All the containers are there. Like,
which
what's
is
all in there?
It's amazing to me. I mean, it wouldn't be... It'd just be like random supplies and different things, right? Your run-of-the-mill
stuff,
yeah,
that was coming from overseas, right? Okay, so your vacuum cleaner is in
right.
there, whatever you ordered.
I firmly believe that there's been a story done on that. There has to have been a story done on what's all in those containers, all the cargo. But it is, yeah. Here we go. You can tell now. It's really they're.
I still
it
can't.
There, so
I still
success.
Can't tell you. I'm going to count on you to continue watching this gripping feed of a huge ship moving about 2 inches per second. 6:38.
Now 3 inches.
Right. If only you could watch along on the live stream. I don't know. I would put pancake on it, but it's not worth it. 6:38 on Wisconsin's Morning News. Fire up the live stream. You can watch us live on the YouTubes or click the Watch Now button at WTMJ.com or on our WTMJ mobile app. A little show and tell in the studio as a new mystery box is revealed this morning.
What's in the box?
Just hang on now. I'll get to it. I'll do the setup there.
Okay, sorry about that.
Be patient. So this is our contest that we're doing with our great partners here at WTMJ, Johnson & Sons Paving. Pothole season, definitely. Going to want to get Johnson & Sons out there. Take a look at your drive or commercial parking lot. See if you need to fix up those potholes, or maybe you want to rebuild and repave the whole thing. Here's the contest. If you book a parking lot paving project by the end of May with Johnson & Sons Paving, you'll be entered to win the Vinny Visit. I've committed to helping the Johnson & Sons team on your job site.
And this won't be just a talent showing up, hey, where do I stand, yada, yada, yada.
This isn't the governor on Pothole Patrol. I'm going to work.
No, but Toronto, right. Anything you do 180%.
That's so. Right. So they've delivered to us 50. A shovel, the vest that I would wear, hard hat, all that stuff. So they give us a little mystery box every week on Mondays. Yeah. And here's what accompanies the box today. At JNS, we know how to show up for all occasions and have been known to wear collars when the time calls for it. Keep this shirt safe to use for your on-site work and wear this exclusive JNS polo to your next formal event.
Okay, so I think we know what's in the box, but I got a little fun fact for you.
Okay, I'll open the box while you read the fun fact.
Okay, the polo shirt, known as a sporty yet elegant must-have, made its first appearance in India in the beginning of the 20th century and was designed to balance the etiquette of the sport with the physical demands on the players. We don't know if you play polo, but this can come in handy when you're looking to rep the best paving company around. Now that is a tight looking polo.
That is sharp. See, now,
and not by tight, I mean it looks really nice. I didn't mean that it's small on you.
Hey, what do you say? The schmedium? I ordered the schmedium. No, that's nice. So now, but this is like for, this isn't for the worker.
Right. No, that's this for afterwards.
This is like, your job. What do they call that? The project manager.
Oh yeah.
Project manager comes out in the nice collar shirt.
Or if you're going out there,
listen, I'll talk to the guys. I'll make sure they're on top of
the
things.
The foreman type, okay.
So for this particular contest, I will not be wearing this shirt. I'm going to wear. They also provided a T-shirt.
Oh, you could crank. You'll want.
Yeah, this is when you're working on the site, right? Nice this is when you're shoveling asphalt right here.
Mm-hmm. It's got the logo there. That's looking good.
Nice work, thank you, Johnson's. Johnson & Sons Paving, here's how you get in on the contest. You go to WTMJ.com/contest for more information on how to enter and celebrate Johnson & Sons Paving. It's Johnson & Sons Paving, the best in local asphalt and concrete. JohnsonAndSonsPaving.com.
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk. Here's Eric Bilstad and Vince Vetrano.
Vince, the Brewers waking up in Miami this morning after a tough series against the Red Hot Astros in Houston. The Crew fall to the Stros Sunday 9-4. Starting pitcher Colin Ray struggled a bit. 5 runs, 4 walks, 4 1/3 innings. Just didn't have the stuff. But manager Pat Murphy says he loved how hard his pitcher fought.
I'm biased because I just love the kid so much that you know, I know he didn't pitch well. I know he didn't have command like he normally does.
Sunday was a tough one. William Contreras, who had one of the best home runs ever against Justin Verlander on Saturday, he struggled on Sunday. He went 0-for-5, so that ends his 25-game on-base streak. And Willie Adames hit one to the moon, but not far enough because it still was in the park. And that could have helped yesterday's game. But unfortunately, it was not meant to be. Back at it tonight in Miami, Joe Ross on the hill for the Crew. 5:40, first pitch, 5:05 coverage right here on WTMJ.
What a great finish to the PGA Championship. 4 times staged right here in Wisconsin, or 3 most recently at Whistling Straits in Sheboygan County. Another first-timer.
To win it all.
Sander with victory at Valhalla.
CBS Sports Jim Nance on the call. Xander Schauffele with a birdie on 18 to best Bryson DeChambeau by a stroke, winning his first major and hoisting the Wanamaker Trophy. Expect some Packers news this week. We'll likely hear from the coaches and players as they're around.
Okay.
They gather at 1265 Lombardi Avenue for OTAs, Organized Team Activities, a relatively recent invention. Right? I feel like, when did OTA start creeping in? 10 years ago?
It's probably been longer, but seems like that's about right.
So this is a bigger deal than like the rookie camp that they just had earlier this month, but not as big a deal as the mini camp, which comes up in June, and that's mandatory. These are, you really probably should be there.
We'd really like you
to be. Right. It's like when the coach said, coach's practice is optional. That's optional. I can't make you come.
Or when the boss says there's an optional meeting this afternoon.
Optional meeting, but we'd really like if you were at the meeting. So that's going on today, tomorrow, and Thursday of this week. And the Milwaukee Admirals going to go at it again in their second round playoff series with the Grand Rapids Griffins. Griffins won the first game last week. That was here at home, too. So the Ads need one here at home tonight before 2 on the road in Michigan. Game 5, if necessary, would be back in Milwaukee. So the puck drops at 7 o'clock at UWM Panther Arena.
Hey, let me ask you something. Have you ever thought about going to the cemetery to see a movie? Or have you ever stopped by the cemetery, maybe to take a walk, or you see dog walkers there, or maybe there's a farmer's market?
There's not a farmer's market in the cemetery.
All of these things are happening. Cemeteries.
Really?
So here's what happens. Cemeteries make money by selling plots, right? Opening and closing graves is how they can make some more money, and then installing and maintaining headstones. Well, MarketWatch has a story about how people's preferences for death care have swung from formal burials to more alternative ones. More than half are considering other options. So that means cemeteries need to change to meet society's new tastes. And among them is, okay, we have to get people here on the property to do something or to buy something or to bring in funds. Because if less people are actually buying a plot or need to be buried there, you're not making money.
And if you're not making money, you're not able to maintain the property.
Correct.
And things fall into disrepair. Yep. And then those who go to visit their loved ones are upset because lawn's not kept.
Yeah, exactly that. Cemeteries are still a big business as monuments and headstones, but this will plateau and then likely even decline as consumer behavior and sentiment shift. That's according to Sue Ellen Chen. She's the co-founder of CAKE. It's an online platform for end-of-life planning. Laurel Hill Cemetery in Philadelphia mixes public green space and community through theater events, tours, birding, and book clubs. They'll have book clubs in the cemetery. The historic Congressional Cemetery credits dog walkers for rescuing its cemetery from disrepair decades ago. So they have all these dog walkers that walk the site. That doesn't work for you.
Pass.
Here locally, Forest Home Cemetery has a big event for Dia de los Muertos. The Friends of Prairie Home Cemetery in Waukesha, they hold a pet walk. There's also walking tours, bake sales, 50-50 raffles, pet games, and other things. Something that you can do to get someone in there. I grabbed Steve. I don't know if you know this, but Steve Scafidi, he volunteers at Oakwood Rest Cemetery in Oak Creek. He does work there to help that cemetery do well. And he says events are pretty awesome.
I can see that if a cemetery has the space, they have a paved route through it, you might see that. The thing you have to be careful with, though, is that when you have people who want to go visit their loved ones at the cemetery, too much of that can be not welcome, because sometimes they just want the peace and quiet. There are people literally who will go to their loved one's gravesite and sit there for hours. Yeah. They're just looking for peace and quiet.
Yeah, so he says you got to be careful about it.
Yeah, you don't want to turn it into a circus, right? Because the primary purpose is for you to be able to have that moment with your loved one.
I did find it interesting, though, what Scafidi said, though. He was saying that, look, there's still, you can make more business by at least keeping the cemetery looking nice. Mm-hmm. Like, you're going to have people want to buy a plot as long as the place looks really good.
How a cemetery looks increases interest. For example, when our cemetery got a little rough looking, we're talking about a cemetery that was established in, like, the 1840s, a farm community set up a cemetery. Well, when we cleaned it up, cut the brush, cut the grass, hired a landscaping company, used our volunteers to make it look nice, we had a lot more people interested in being buried there, and we sold plots, and we've had tons of burials out there in the last 5 years because it looks nice.
Yeah, so if you make it look nice at least, but then how do you keep it looking nice? And that's maybe when you have a 5K, a run, walk, anything. I mean, obviously every cemetery is different as to what it can offer. But this is a new thing now. I'd never thought of this, but it's been happening here locally and across the country for a few years now, if not longer.
I wonder if for those who might object to it, like, what's your recourse? Like, you're kind of stuck.
Yeah, but it's not like it's marching bands marching through there and all that stuff. I mean, if they're throwing a movie on, I'm sure they tell people ahead of time, hey, we're going to do a screening, yada, yada.
Separate question, too, as to whether or not people are comfortable going to those things.
Right.
I suppose, like, as we... And people have differing views on what that space is about. You know, is it about celebration or is it, is it other things?
Yeah, Yeah, where you need to respect those and respect the dead, et cetera.
All right. Scafidi, what is he? Volunteers at a cemetery?
Yeah, he like leads a volunteer group.
Sure he does.
Which one is it here? It's the Oakwood Rest Cemetery.
Of course he does. Learn something new every day. 6:58 on Wisconsin's Morning News.